At 7 o'clock, I'd like to call this meeting of the Summit Hill School District Board of Education order. If you'd all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, and a roll call, please, Mr. Faber.
Mr. Leonard.
Here.
Here.
Ms. Murphy.
Here.
Mrs. Martin.
Here.
Mr. Faber here. Mrs. Borgens.
Here.
Mr. Marin.
Here. Thank you very much. Moving on down our agenda, we have information proposals, letters, and communications are in the back of your board book. B, Freedom of Information Act. Mrs. Raines, did we have any?
No requests at this time.
No requests. And C, public comments. Do we have anybody wishing to speak? Okay, no public comments, which takes us down to the action items. And we will start with the consent agenda, and this is on page 11 of your board book. Can I have a motion that the board approve the items on the consent agenda for this meeting as presented, including 4A, 1A, regular session meeting minutes of July 11th, 2018, 4A, 1B, closed session meeting minutes of July 11th, 2018, 4A, 1C, unit district committee meeting minutes of July 25th, 2018, 4A, 2, approval of the June treasurer's report and financial report, 4A, 3, approval of the bills list dated August 8th, 2018, 4A4, resignation of staff, including Allison McCarthy, art teacher, effective July 8th, 2018, Nicole Stepzuik, paraprofessional, effective July 18th, 2018, Hallie DaVinci, paraprofessional, effective July 19th, 2018, Marcella Kwiczynski, paraprofessional, effective August 7th, 2018, and Agnes Maka, paraprofessional, effective August 17th, 2018. We have no approval of family medical leave at this time. 4A6, approval of employment of staff, including Eric Mays, social worker at Summit Hill Junior High School, Mary Jo Grzmiski, SI teacher at Hilda Walker School, Ann Morton, art teacher at elementary buildings, Catherine Bearhearns, nurse at Hilda Walker School, Sandra Ardent, paraprofessional at Summit Hill Junior High School, and Julie Kane, the best name on the list, paraprofessional at Dr. Julian Rogas School.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Ms. Murphy.
Aye.
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries. That'll take us down to old business, and we have the second reading of some board policies. Oh, everyone who's in the audience, welcome aboard. Thank you. Thank you for coming out. And if you would like, I will tell you that we will take absolutely no offense if you would like to sneak out now. The rest of the meeting, of course, exciting, but feel free to take off and enjoy the rest of the summer evening for the remaining week and a half that you have. All right, jumping down to old business, we have some board policies, and those are going to be on page 71 of your board book. At this time, can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the second and final reading of board policy 2:105, 2:170, 4:20, 4:80, 4:140, 6:10, 6:30, 6:60, 6:120, 6:130, 6:135, 6:190, 6:230, 6:240, 6:250, 7:50, 7:340, and 8:25 as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments on this?
Mr. Marin, there was a note from legal counsel on policy 6135. So there is a strike of a word in the policy per legal counsel. So I just wanted to bring that to the board's attention.
6:135.
I believe it's on page 89
yeah.
in board book.
So that is on page 89, just so everyone's aware, and I'm guessing it's the word students in the last paragraph.
Correct.
It is redlined with strike-through in your board book.
Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Leonard?
Aye.
Mr. Martin?
Aye.
Ms. Murphy?
Aye.
Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. And the motion carries. We now jump down to new business, and under one, we have presentation of the 843 2018-2019 budget. This is on page 99 of your board book. So, Mrs. Raines, I'll turn it over to you for this.
We will be waiting for Mrs. Rexroad.
She's ready.
Oh, I apologize. I didn't see you slide in. I apologize,
look at
Sarah.
Me reading and looking up.
I know. That was very good.
Bonus points.
Sarah, would you please come forward and present the budget to us? Appreciate it. And again, sorry I didn't see you come in.
Hello. Within your packet, we did provide some information regarding our budget. So the highlights page is what I'd like to draw your attention to first. Our total expenditures are up $639,000, but that's due to an increase in expected program refunds. We reconcile every year. So last year, that's an increase of refunds from what it was the previous year. Actual operating expenditures are down $780,000, primarily due to the elimination of the access programs. Manhattan and Mokina took those programs back to run on their own. Certified staff, administrators, teachers, speech pathologists, and support staff received a 2.1% salary increase equal to the Consumer Price Index, or CPI. The only exceptions are the director, who is receiving a 3% raise, and those that have given notice of retirement and under their contracts have been given 5% increases. There was a decrease of $50,000 in the workers' compensation insurance. Last year, we were in the assigned risk pool, and we were able to come out of that pool this year and save $50,000 on our premium. We have the base funding minimum revenue indicated there. We used the lesser number, and then if we get the higher number, then we'll be issuing refunds again back to the districts for that. One new plow truck is budgeted in the amount of $30,000. We have a truck that we had purchased previously from, I believe, 157C, and it is rusted out. So essentially, we built in some money to replace that plow truck for snow removal at Pioneer Grove.
Not to interrupt, but I have the pictures if anyone cares to see their current truck, which is 18 years old.
We've done all we can do with it. We do anticipate about $30,000 in expenditures to complete our life safety projects moving into this year. We had a custodial bid that brought our custodial costs down by $24,000 moving into this next year. And our decrease in transportation expenditures by over $250,000. Last year, we purchased 5 school buses because we were able to get an EPA rebate. And so we were not purchasing those buses this year. So that's another decrease in the budget. If you've had a chance to review the packet, I feel like the third page in the packet shows the difference in our budget from 17-18 to 18-19. And overall, you do see a decrease. And most of that, again, is due to the access program returning to the districts and then the transportation, not purchasing the buses. As for Summit Hills information, you have some increases in what you're paying to District 843, but you also have more students and more minutes of service being provided across many areas. Some of our minutes, our cost per minute for some of our itinerant services have decreased, but you have increased minutes, so you didn't get to see the shift that other districts potentially saw. That pretty much summarizes what, as far as the highlights, I feel like are, but if you have other questions, I'd be certain to answer if I can.
Could you recap for the board, Sarah, how many students we have in the programs with 843?
So if you look on your comparison page, it does indicate a total enrollment of 20 students. You have 7 students attending Pioneer Grove and 13 in SELF. And then you'll see the minutes are projected there for occupational therapy, physical therapy, vision itinerant services. And then down below, You see the estimated costs for students that are in our programs that attend our ESY. I know you have your own ESY. And then one-on-one aids that would be provided in Pioneer Grove herself. Those are the main.
Thank you.
Sure. That is an increase of students served, though. Last year, you only had 15 students served, so you do have an increase.
That's what I had thought, that we went up a little bit on students, I think more in the SELF program than
yes.
in the other programs.
Yes, and that's where you can see the comparison. Actually, your Pioneer Grove went up 2 students and SELF went up 3.
Okay.
Any questions? Now, we'll consider this budget via vote and approval at our next board meeting.
Yes.
So the second meeting in August, we'll see this. We're back on 2 meetings, right?
We are.
Mm-hmm. So we'll see this at the next meeting in August.
Okay.
Anything else?
No.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Continuing on, we will go to the approval of administrative staff. This is on page 110 of your board book. We will take the motion and then go into closed session. Okay. So we'll start with the motion. Can I have a motion at the board? Do you want to wait until we come out of closed?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll wait until we come out of closed session to read the motion, which means we will go into closed session, and that's on page 137 of your board books. Can I have a motion at the board go into closed session according to 5 ILCS 120/2C1? To consider the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees for the district or legal counsel for the district, including hearing testimony on a complaint lodged against an employee of the district or against legal counsel for the district to determine its validity.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Can we have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Ms. Murphy. Mrs. Martin?
Aye.
Mr. Faber?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mr. Marin?
Aye. We are in closed session. We'll duck into the conference room so you guys can stay here. This will be the only closed session we have tonight, and we will have action items afterwards.
You can go to the back door. Good. Okay.
Are we good?
Okay, the time is 7:58. We have returned to open session. We are on item C2, which is on page 110 of your board books. At this time, can I have a motion that the Board of Education employ George Pelicki? Joseph Pelicki. I was so focused on the last name, and I was so close. Joseph Pelicki, as assistant principal of Summit Hill Junior High School at a base salary of $73,500, effective immediately through June 30th, 2019.
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, can we have a roll call, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Ms. Murphy.
No.
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries. Welcome aboard.
Welcome.
Just got his green lanyard.
Oh.
Nice touch, Dr. Pearson.
You'll have to go get matching ties.
Okay, moving on to C, approval of additional stipends. This is on page 111 of your board book. At this time, can I have a motion that the Board of Education approve the additional stipends at a cost not to exceed $17,300 for reassessment support?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? For those in the audience who are not aware, reassessment support is for students who need to be retested or reassessed on one of our program elements as per our other procedures. And this is a stipend so that obviously we have coverage for our teachers during plan and lunch periods when this will take place. Again, the total is $17,300, and that covers both Walker and the junior high and the elementaries. Any other questions or comments? Okay. Hearing none, Mr. Faber, can we have a roll call, please?
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Ms. Murphy.
Aye.
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries. C4, the establishment of the 18-19 budget hearing on page 113. Can I have a motion that the board establish the tentative budget hearing for the 2018-2019 budget to be conducted at 7 p.m. on September 26, 2018, and that we provide for legal notice of the same?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber.
Mr. Leonard.
Aye.
Mr. Martin.
Aye.
Ms. Murphy.
Aye.
Mrs. Martin.
Aye.
Mr. Faber. Aye. Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mr. Marin.
Aye. And the motion carries. That takes us to superintendent and staff reports. Mrs. Raines, I'll turn it over to you.
I'd like to begin with the enrollment report. We've got great news to share. We have exceeded our kindergarten numbers from last year,
okay,
which is the first time in a couple of years. So we're just thrilled that our kindergarten class is growing again.
By how many?
Last year we were at 215 total, and now we're up to, this is even needs to be updated, 232. So it's a significant, and of course some of the kids are in the special ed programs out of that number, but it's just wonderful to see. We've got another week and a half. We're going to run those big yellow buses around and see if any more parents of five-year-olds want to come forward, mm-hmm, and join us. So we'd love to welcome them for the next school year. We have 2,145 completed and paid re-registrations. I believe we have, last count, 199 parents have yet, or students have yet to be re-registered. So there's still going to be some fluctuations in the numbers. The grid I did provide in board book was updated as of this morning. We're still within guidelines, but you, please realize we still have drops within those numbers. So if it starts to look tight to you in an area, there might be some drops that have not been deducted yet at this point in time. The next is the new staff in service. That will take place on August 15th, and the agenda is included in your board book on page 117. It's very well received by our new staff members. They learn a lot in a brief amount of time, and the usually Mr. Snipes and Mrs. DeBoer do a wonderful job, along with Mr. Perkins on the technology front. Opening Institute days. Time is coming. August 20th and 21st is Opening Institute. And we have the agenda in your board packet. Starts on page 118. We changed things up a little bit this year, so everybody will be very busy in many different meetings and really getting their first really hard look at NWA assessments and the work our teachers are going to be doing with that new benchmark. Next is our communication plan for the Accelerated Placement Act. That is on page 122. And we also ran this communication plan past legal counsel to ensure that it was within the specifications. As you know, this actual act went into effect July 1st. But the process needs to be communicated. It doesn't necessarily have to be implemented right away. So we have guidelines set up. We have the notification to the community prepared, steps to take how you make a referral by a parent, who you're referred to, deadlines, and all that information is included in your board packet. And this will be communicated with our parents very shortly by Mr. Snipes. And then last but not least, our building operations reports. As always, it's a standing item to keep you informed of the progress we make in real time. There are no questions. That does complete my superintendent and staff report.
The communication of the accelerated placement procedure, are we mandated to communicate that separately?
Separately from?
Well, I'm assuming you're going to hand out an email or?
There's a variety of ways you can communicate it. Am I misunderstanding your question? Probably.
My concern is that the more we communicate this act, the more people will have that will want to take advantage of it. And while I would defer always to our administration, I, of course, have personal feelings, as everyone does, about the Accelerated Act. And just wondering how we're planning to communicate it and if that'll set people off seeking this out who might otherwise not think about that if it was in a procedure manual, as we're required to
put
it.
With this act, it's actually the process wouldn't be concluded until the next school year.
Okay.
So this school year, we're pretty well set with our students in their current grade levels or in their accelerated placements, if they're in honors or whatever the case may be. This is actually for next school year. So
just want to make sure as we communicate that we make it clear it's not an invitation or a recommendation.
No.
It's simply a process that we have to have.
Absolutely. And,
okay.
And we may just want to put an overarching couple of sentences out there and refer them to, but we missed the deadline for our handbook because this is now completed, so we'll have to get that communication out.
Got it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. This kind of like a double promotion for kids? Like parents could...
Not so much a double promotion. It's accelerated, so they want to advance them not to begin in kindergarten but in first grade, or they want to not begin them in first grade in second grade, or a particular subject the next school year on a subject. It's so broad, which is why I got legal counsel to help frame this, because how it was written in press, anybody could request to be evaluated. However, the parents pay for those evaluations. So that's why it's going to take us a while, because we're starting with NWA, which is new. We have a new test for the cognitive ability, COGAT. And so we have to get used to those before we start to assess students, which is why we have it set up by April. If you want your child to be assessed, then that's when the process would start. Teachers would be in district. We wouldn't be doing it in the summer because there's, even for the very early learners, you have to figure out play-based but cognitive as well for someone who is perhaps 4 years old, and that's going to be our challenge, is trying to get all that together. John, did I summarize it well? So yes, great question. And this is just a piece to ensure that the kids are being challenged. And so that's really what's the impetus here. We know right now that our classes, our goal is to obviously have challenging classes. And this is kind of spurs it on a little bit.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Moving on to board member reports, we have the Lincoln Way District 843 meeting report. Mr. Martin.
Mrs. Rexroad really went over the highlights of that report. As I said, If anybody, they're, one of the things that they're looking to do is to buy a new snowplow. They've put $30,000 into their budget for it, so they're not necessarily looking for new. They're looking probably toward a used vehicle at that price point. The old one is like 18 years old, so it's pretty much used up. Other than that, the only update I would have is the high points that she outlined in the budget.
All right, thank you very much. If there's no objection, I'm going to make a quick addition to the agenda here and include an update on the unit district committee meeting, if no one has a problem with that. Normally, we don't do committee meeting updates, but I did want to make everyone aware that our next meeting will be a week from tonight. It will be here at the Mary Drew Administrative Center, and we will have a representative from the ISBE, the Illinois State School Board or Board of Education, here to do a presentation for us. They will be presenting on the information and the path forward. They will not be involved in the discussion of whether it's good or bad, appropriate or not. They are simply coming in to advise on the legal pathway and the boxes that need to be checked. Other than that, our first meeting went off fairly well. We did introductions. We're going to use a separate domain name for emails for this so that we can keep things separated and easily searchable. And then we decided to pursue the ISBE and also decided on a structure for the overall committee, which I'd invite anybody to look at the webpage. Both the minutes and the audio from that meeting are out there.
And so, ISB will be here what day?
A week from tonight.
It's 6:30.
6:30, we're going to do that. And they have confirmed and they will be in attendance. So, okay. Do we have any public comments? No public comments. Future meeting dates, August 22nd, 2018, September 12th, 2018, and September 26th, 2018. All here at the Mary Drew Administrative Center at 7 p.m. Those are our regular meeting dates. If there is no other business, can I have a motion that we adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded. Any questions or comments? All those in favor acknowledge by saying aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you.
Right. Fastest.